Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Nuclear energy, nuclear weapons, proliferation. I welcome my colleague Henry Sikorski, the executive director of the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center. The headline in these last days, PBS. Trump and MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, unveil U.S.-Saudi ventures on rare earth minerals and nuclear energy. I welcome my colleague, Henry Sikorski, who appeared on this PBS program of some days past, asked to participate because there are interpretations of what nuclear energy mean to different actors. It's the possibility of a nuclear weapon. When Henry was asked on the program, and you can go to the transcript, what does all this mean? He was blunt in the first sentence. They, the Saudis, want a bomb option. Henry, a very good evening to you. I'm glad you told the American people what we've been discussing here for some months, which is a nuclear energy power plant is a predicate for a nuclear weapon if there are bad actors controlling the enrichment process, and the spent fuel afterwards. Your measure of the Saudi Arabian risk, it matches some warnings you've been giving for some time. You saw the presentation to Crown Prince MBS at the White House this week, and you saw President Trump's presentation of that Saudi presence with an elaborate dinner in the evening with horse-drawn chariots arriving at the White House, quite the ceremony. Your impression is that they want a bomb option. Do they have it now that we've seen some arrangement between Saudi Arabia and the U.S.? Did we give them a bomb option? Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening. Always great to be on your program. Let's give them at least 1.5 cheers. No, we did not give them a bomb option. And that is something that will come if it comes later. We could have followed what Trump won and Biden wanted to do, which was to actually have an agreement to help them make nuclear fuel. The Secretary of Energy went on television a day or so ago and said, we absolutely will not have that in the agreement. So they get 1.5 cheers for at least not doing that. However, when you finally get these reactors running, which may take 10 or more years in Saudi Arabia, you will have a cover that the Iranians themselves used to covertly acquire what you need to make bombs. And that'll be a problem and a challenge. And the reason why is 10 years hence, where will the Iranian program be? Well, you better know, because MBS has made it very clear that if he thinks Iran's getting a bomb, it doesn't matter that he swore he would never get bombs under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty that his country is a member of. He will get a bomb, and he will use whatever he can to do that, including whatever we may have helped him get.
My understanding is that once you have a nuclear power plant and you have enrichment process and you have spent fuel rods, it's up to you whether you go to further to have fissile material that can make a bomb, even plutonium. Is that part of the agreement that we will monitor to make certain that doesn't happen, or are we trusting?
A little of both. We had a previous agreement with Saudi Arabia's neighbor, the UAE, United Arab Emirates, that made it necessary for the UAE to pass a law forswearing the making of nuclear fuel by enriching uranium or recycling plutonium from spent fuel. It's not clear if that's going to be required in this agreement. I would be very astonished if we get it, or even if they were demanding or asking for it. Therefore, the agreement with the Saudis could at some later date allow enrichment and reprocessing if we give consent. Now, we will monitor it as best we can to make sure they don't get into nuclear fuel making, at least overtly. Covertly, it's not so easy to detect. We certainly got caught out with the Iranians, that's for sure. But it still would be very risky for the Saudis to engage in and think that they might not get found. So that's something. Bottom line, we have to wait and see what the specifics of the actual agreement will be, whether we demand the requirements we did of the UAE or not. But I think the jury is leaning in a positive direction, but it hasn't ruled definitively on how tough we're going to be about this.
Quickly, Henry, how does this compare or contrast to the conversation with South Korea and to the conversation with Japan?
Well, arguably somewhat favorably, because we agreed a week or so ago to allow, under the existing U.S. nuclear cooperative agreement with South Korea, that they be able to make nuclear fuel, which is allowed under the agreement if we give consent. Now, we haven't given consent to the Saudis, but under the agreement, at some subsequent date, we could do exactly what we did with South Korea. So that's how that compares.
Then I ask a question that looks to be logical. Have we signed off on proliferation?
Not yet, but vigilance is required to make sure that it doesn't happen. And there are a lot of reasons to be concerned.
And if we were signing off on proliferation, would there be an NSC document that we won't see for some decades saying as much, and we wouldn't know any more than that?
I suspect not. That doesn't mean there might not be a wink and a nod. A lot of very important decisions in the nuclear policy field are never written down. Certainly, a lot of the history associated with our interaction with Israel is not well documented, mm-hmm. but boy, we have lots of memories of conversations people claim that happened.
The distinguished Yale professor Timothy Snyder, making a video on his Substack page immediately after the announcement of the 28-point plan, peace plan for Ukraine, came on with five things that are wrong with the understanding, which is now an ultimatum to the Kyiv, sign or else. The first thing he said was, this makes nuclear war more likely because the message is have a nuke and you won't get attacked by Russia. Do you sign on to that, Henry? If not proliferation at the NSC, do you acknowledge that that argument has weight now? We have less than a minute.
It does with popular culture. I think had the Ukraine taken the full measure of what happened when Crimea was lost, in 2014, they should have bulked up on their own military preparations. They didn't. That is what got them to where they are. I suspect if they had a nuclear weapon, it might not have made as much difference as people think. But who the heck knows? I think popular culture would say, get a bomb or else.
Henry Sikorski is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.